Mindy wake up call.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, look at that. It's already 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know what's good at 9 o'clock? Some Pink Floyd. Some Pink Floyd is great at 9 o'clock. We're gonna put on some Echoes. I was just in the record stacks at CFRC. And yeah, we're gonna play some Pink Floyd. We're gonna
Wait a minute, I feel like we've just been taken over. Who are you guys?
Oh, sorry. My name's Sam. You might have heard me from the five words I said a little bit ago. And now I've taken over. So this is Fearless by Pink Floyd.
Why though? You went in the stacks. No, I sent you guys into the record stacks at CFRC, which are legendary, am I right?
Yes.
So good. And this is the record you came back with. Why?
Sam wanted to play 23 minutes of
Echoes, which I still think should be played, but that's neither here nor there.
So compromise.
So we've agreed that Sam needs his own show. He could do like an overnight Pink Floyd 23-minute
minimum 23-minute songs.
That's the name of the show. All right, but in the meantime, again, thanks for coming in. You got your show Saturday night. You got some Pink Floyd. I'm all for it. It's so morning. a live radio station. Things are going. Yeah, things are going. We're letting the Lords, and you're like, what's happening? I'm like, well, Last Call's kind of taken over the show. It's good. And we heard some Pink Floyd in the morning. Oh, there's another record. What do you have? What is it? New Order. Oh, my God. It is New Order. Oh, my God. Okay, so we'll... You want to play Bizarre Love Triangle? I'm 100% in. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to get to that. Yeah. We're going to get to that, okay? Because I wanted to talk a little bit about Oceaga and Ottawa Blues Fest both dropped their schedules yesterday.
Killer lineups.
Like, it was in my family chat because I go to these all the time. And, Millie, you've never been to Oceaga. Guys, have you been to Oceaga before? Oh, kids, I'm so excited if you get to go. But Ellie, you said you're from Calgary.
Yes.
Okay, what's a Calgary festival?
Ooh. Oh, Calgary Festival, Stampede, yes.
Oh, my God, Stampede. Absolutely. Yeah, we had Cassador in it, and they played Stampede.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Suns have played Stampede, and they love it. So they nice. Love it. That's so fun. Okay, excellent. I do like the lineup. You know, whenever these lineups drop, there's always, like, these people on Reddit, like, this is the worst lineup I've ever seen. Who are these people? Are these TikTok people? And, like... Okay, Boomer. Like, it's fine that you don't know who Turnstile is, but you don't know who Turnstile is?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's who I want to go for. Like, I want to see Turnstile in the flesh.
Geese is there. Geese is there. My former co-host last year, you remember Rue? Geese, she saw Geese and said, like, it felt like, was this like the Strokes in 2002? Yeah. Like, is this what I'm experiencing? Yes, Geese is going to be there, but then Somber's going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Ottawa Blues Fest, I have to say, I wasn't as enamored with the lineup, but Royal Otis is there, who I didn't get to see last summer, and that is, you know, like a little, Sheryl Crow will be there. Like, they're little nuggets. They're nuggets at Ottawa Blues Fest. And I find if you are in Kingston for the summer, it's not that far. It's easy to get to, and it's a festival that I love. Like, it's like super clean. Like, oh, bathrooms are nice. I always tell them, I'm like, your bathrooms are so nice. I'm very here for it. So that's good. Okay, now the bands are going through the records, and we're going to take some pictures of your choices. Someone just found the best of Blondie. Okay, so we now cease to be the indie wake-up call this morning, and we are the 80s throwback. Well, the Pink Floyd album, that was from the 70s,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So, okay. Was it the parents? Like, tell me, what... Why do you like these songs?
This is my issue with that question. It's, I don't know, I feel like people gravitate towards good music. Like, music isn't hidden. It's out there, and a lot of people who like it will find it.
You're so you're lucky. Like, there's a lot of talk. Like, it's non-linear right now. Like, you guys can just grab whatever you want, and something comes up, and if it happens to be TikTok, which we have a love-hate relationship with, but it does make you curious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that whole album?
Yeah, I know.
There's so there. It is fire, and yeah, I'm a huge fan of that band. Got to see them in Oceaga when they reunited.
What do you have pulled up?
Yeah.
We have,
oh my god, best of Blondie.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Another thing about Ottawa Blues Fest, and this is the really great news, is our girls,
Tiny Whores, my downstairs neighbors. Shout out Kira.
They have a slot at Ottawa Blues Fest. I didn't see what night they are. Do you know who they're opening for? I'd like to say who they're opening for.
Let me check.
Always a Kingston band I find that gets to be at Ottawa Blues Fest, and I'm so excited it's them.
They're doing July 11th. Hardy is headlining that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they will be, we'll be talking to them at the Slate Music Prize red carpet on Saturday night at the Grand Theater for the Kingston Music Festival. Someone in this room is in that music video.
Hey.
Oh my god.
In the background of about four scenes for a grand total of 35 seconds, but I really got to bond with Brett from The Glorious Sons that night. So shout out Brett.
Okay.
I'm excited. I hope
listen to you name dropping the local stars. All right. Okay. So we will get to the New Order. We're going to get to the Blondie, and Sam, you live here now.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
This feels very comfortable.
He's our third host
This feels
now.
Right.
Yeah,
this
okay, good. Look out. We have roles for you now. Okay, so we're going to play some Tiny Horse Disco, and we'll get to some of the other songs I had planned, but if there's New Order and Blondie, they're going to take some space here.
Yeah.
So we're good with it. Thanks, guys.
the sink. Call and tell me everything. I'm the queen of conspiracy. In my bed, in your dreams. Looking for a deeper meaning. Staring at the pain on the ceiling. I don't wanna stay if you're leaving. Just say what you mean. I just wanna dance at a disco. See how we feel in a year. When you lean in so close and you kiss my ear. I'm sorry about a lot of things that I left unclear. Like a pink carnation, I'll be back next year.
Nightmare or living in a dream. So you can see my regrets on my cheek. Maybe we could plan on meeting on the other side of this feeling. I don't want to stay if you're leaving. Just say what you mean.
I just want to dance at a disco.
so I put that one on. I'm Rachel, by the way, from Dutch Baby. I put on Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. I feel like, I don't know, it's such a nostalgic 80s classic, and I always listen to it when I'm walking to class in the morning, because I feel like it gets you in that, I don't know how many beats per minute it is, but it gets you walking. You got to go where you need to go.
It's like 118.
118?
I think it's around 118.
That's perfect.
I think it is.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's a classic for me. It'll never get old. And I feel like it's very a winter song. It's a very winter song. But again, going back to my 80s prom B-Day party, we played it a lot there, and I was just talking about Chaka Khan and all of those 80s classics that just really never get old. So, and Bizarre Love Triangle is one of them. But that is my pick for the day.
Pretty good pick. I'm Leo from Last Call, and I'm going to be playing Call Me by Blondie. Sorry, I don't know why I forgot that. Call Me by Blondie. I love this song. I had this old band in high school. It's like a little thing. And Call Me was probably the first song that we ever did where I really felt like it was like my song, in the sense like I like played with like the drum tune a little bit, did some like cool stuff with it, and I just had so much fun playing it live. I feel like everyone in like a crowd when I play it, like everyone like really gets into it, and I just love the song so much. It always holds a special place in my heart.
Okay, so like what I love about you guys is, again, I sent you the stacks and you got the records, but I can't see the groove really well, so let's just we're gonna hear a little bit of I'm Always Touched by Your Presence, Dear, which is hold on, yeah, where is she? There. So, because I can't see where Call Me starts, so we're gonna hear a little bit of end of there. She goes. There she is. Is that Atomic? Oh, that's just subliminal, because I told you guys I love Atomic so much. Anyway, Blondie with Call Me. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Saturday night show, $10, prom mansion. Yes. Let's go. Let's go.
Bring your date.
Oh,
dress
so good.
Cool. Dress smart.
I think people will. And again, Millie's gonna give us a report. All right. Yes. Where is she? No, that's not it. Okay, I'm gonna go back to the Blondie. Let's see. Bear with me, okay? We're gonna do this live, because this is ripper to shreds. I know.
We got time. Rachel, do you have a favorite Blondie song, for chance? Probably wait.
Who's probably up there?
This is it. We found it. Yes, we are live.
Come on. somber indie, Millie?
We don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know.
These headphones that I'm wearing are actually not connected to anything.
They're not connected to anything. Okay, let's have some headphones for you there.
All right, my bad.
We're playing Somber anyway because we love him and he just got added to, well, he's on the Oshiega lineup, which we talked a little bit about earlier. We'll dig into it later. There's so much else going on today locally. Yeah. So many shows this weekend. We love our student bands, and mm-hmm. Naked by Nine is with us this morning.
Hello, Ryan.
Good morning. Hello. So, how are you guys doing? Like, this is a big week coming up. What was the last time you had a live show?
Last live show was just before the break. It was Thursday, February 12th. Okay. Before that was Halloween.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Okay. But we're pretty pumped for this.
Yeah, we are. You guys are playing prom at the mansion, right?
We are. Yes, with LHRK, Last Call, Dutch Baby.
Hell yeah. I think I saw you guys at the beginning of the year, same lineup, I'm pretty sure, at the mansion.
Yeah.
Were you guys there? Yeah, I remember that. That was fire. So you guys are going to have some new music dropping very soon.
Like tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yep.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned, listeners, because there might be a little world premiere happening in a few seconds or minutes here. But what was it like recording together? Because playing live together is one thing. It's like, hey, in, out, we did it. Whereas there's a lot more to go back and fix and think about and talk about and chat about as you keep recording and putting more tracks down. Like, what was that like?
It was really fun, really annoying at times. but we learned a lot in the process. Basically, I recorded everything in my room with Logic, and I got Ryan over to record like the lead guitar, and we recorded the drums in the basement with just two Shure SM58 mics. It ended up turning out way better than we expected, and then we sent it over to... It's actually Riley from Dutch Baby's brother was the mix and master engineer on this.
Oh my God, the name drop. He is everywhere this morning on our show.
Yeah. So shout out Sam from Open Session Studios. Sam. He killed it. It turned my, like, very indie bedroom rock song into something that we could convince them that it's like an actual professional recording. So
nice.
Did you already know you could trust Sam with this, or like, did you like hear from other people that this is the way to do it? Like, how did you know to give it to him?
I've just been seeing him a lot. Like, he recorded Dutch Baby's first single, Rev Zed, and like a few other bands, Rust Pump. Mm-hmm.
Those are other people.
Yeah. So I saw that, like, he was killing it, and like, he had pretty good rates. He's just like getting started out, and he's really good with his craft. So I reached out to him, and it worked out great.
So have you played this song live before? You must have, like, before the break, right? Like,
a lot of times, yeah.
Okay,
This is actually like the first song. Yeah, we've been playing this song together since third year. We didn't play any shows in third year, but the first practice ever was just me and Brendan, our drummer. And I'm like, yo, I got this song. Like, let's try to get something going here. And that was so long ago. That was the start of second year, even. Wow. So
2022-ish?
Yeah, 2022, like September 2022, first time we played this song.
Yeah, so we've been perfecting this. It's good.
Yeah, it's
now,
good.
Now it's good, trust us. You're giving it to everybody tomorrow. Does that feel a little bit vulnerable?
For sure, yeah.
Does it? It's like, we're about to send it away to the world.
Yeah, having it in the back of my head for so long and like in the back of all of our heads, we've all had like this kind of creative vision, and it's... when you actually get the final product out, it's never the exact same as you thought. Like, there's always more potential to it. Mm-hmm. And now that it's finished, it's like, okay, there's no more potential. It's actually the finished product here. And it's a really weird feeling. Yeah. It's like letting it go after messing around with it for so long.
That's crazy. Do you feel like it's evolved a lot since like you first started with the song all the way back in 2022?
Big time. Yeah.
Does it sound like pretty similar, or would you say that it's like almost a different song at this point?
I'd say pretty similar. Like, we added like a bridge and another chorus at the end, and also I really sucked at everything when I wrote this.
Stop.
I knew how I wanted it to sound, but I was like pretty new. I was like only 3 years into guitar. I couldn't play it that well. It's a really hard riff, but I'm like, I know how it's gonna sound. And I also sucked at singing. So like, that was a big thing that kind of delayed it, is that I'm like, I don't feel like I'm prepared to make this song good yet. Mm-hmm. I know how it's gonna sound, but like, finally we're there. And then getting Ryan's leads down,
we spent like 6 hours one day just in my room tracking leads, and it was so, it's like that kind of experience is really fun, like being collaborative.
No one told me how hard it is to get a good take.
Well, that can be difficult. Like, if this was a song you hadn't performed live before, you might also be like, like, what have we done? We can't perform this if we make it too perfect and so many takes to get this down. But you already have a live version of this song, right? Do you feel that the recording has changed how you want to perform it live, though?
I think pretty much stayed the exact same because we played it live so many times at this point. Like, we've been playing it live for, first time we played it live was last March. So coming up on a year now of it being like somewhat out there.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot has changed since then because we've had so much time with it. The past like 2 years has been pretty much the same song.
Well, I love the crowd photos. Like you saw, I shared one in our story earlier. I think I put it up last night on our post. And the people that are coming to these shows, I mean, your name is pretty provocative. And I don't know if you go on before 9 o'clock and then redo the 9 o'clock because it's kind of early, but whatever. But the crowds are fun, right? The people coming to the shows, like I know they're your friends and there's this whole scene in a group of like third years and fourth years. I find like that's the real core. But they really must motivate you in a lot of ways to keep going. And what has that scene been like for you guys?
It's been great. Like everyone's so supportive. It's kind of a weird feeling because we hadn't played for so long. We've been together like practicing since third year, but then getting like overwhelming compliments from everybody all the time after the set. It's like, wow, this doesn't even feel real. Like, are we actually good? Like, that's awesome. and support on the originals has been huge too. Like people like will make a note to say like that song was sick. Like that, we for Losing You, the song that we're about to play, like we always get everyone to sit on the ground at the start. That's why those crowd photos are so live.
Yeah.
And it's like, actually like the single cover art is one of the photos of everyone going crazy because we get everyone to sit down in the slow intro, like the first 45 seconds of the song. And then I tell everyone I want this place to explode when I say go. And when I say go, everyone just jumps up and goes crazy because they don't like to be sitting down.
This is a prom we're talking about that's happening on Saturday. People are going to be like in prom attire, and it's the mansion. It's going to smell a certain way. We talked about that earlier.
The smell of the mansion is something that you can never fully get out of your clothes. Like I have certain clothes that I'm like, these are my mansion clothes.
Okay. So are you changing anything because it's a prom? It's prom in the mansion.
I'm not too sure if I'm going to make everyone sit down this time, but it's also like the day after the song drops, so it's like kind of special.
I think
we
have to.
I want a photo in their attire jumping. Oh, guys, I think it's going to be epic.
Yeah, no, it's going to be so much fun.
It'll be great. So what are you doing after this? Like, this is, you know, the single's coming out. You got the show this weekend. I mean, you also have school, but whatever. What is going on this spring? What are you going to do?
We want to keep recording, first of all. This is our only show, like, confirmed on the horizon right now. But we're trying to book some bigger shows for, like, end of March. Like, maybe an EP release if we can fit that in. Because we have a lot of done songs, like, that were in the same state as Losing You was a month ago. But we just need to get them recorded and finalize all the small details, like the exact composition of it, because there's a lot of foggy details in it. Like, oh, what exactly is the guitar doing in the second verse? Is it going to like relax, or is it going to like just drop out completely? Like that kind of stuff. There's all these small things. We're trying to get something big sorted out for March, end of March.
But you've learned so much from the first single, like just going through that recording process and what you would do maybe differently next time and how maybe like confidence and all sorts of things like that. You must be have learned from this to go forward, and it must feel so exhilarating.
For sure. Yeah. Huge learning experience. It was so slow at the start. Couldn't get anything done because I didn't know how to use Logic that well too. Like I've only been using it for like 2-3 months. But I was spending like 10 hours a day sometimes in January trying to track this and fix things up. And now I'm really fast with it. So the next songs won't be nearly as much of a headache.
Fantastic. Well, it's a pleasure having you guys here.
Yeah,
thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to premiere your song. Like, this is really wonderful that we could do this on the Indie Weekend called the day before. But tomorrow, can I assume it's like on all platforms, available everywhere?
Exactly.
Tomorrow. Yep. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, it's Naked by Nine. We've got their new single, Losing losing you. And I was also going to call it Master Final. That's what we've got. We've got the MP3. Yeah. We've got an MP3
we've
here.
We've got the MP3 Google Drive file.
Yeah. I almost called it Master File. The Master Final. Losing you. What's this song about?
It's about in first year, you kind of make a lot of friends. You meet a lot of people. But there's... you'll have a lot of fun with everybody, but you might not like actually vibe with everyone. And I found there were a lot of people that I couldn't really be myself around. And if I was, then I would feel like judged, or I would feel like I stand out. And it's kind of just about like letting go of people who like aren't really going to be a part of your life because you can't be yourself around them. Like, just keep on doing you and don't give into that kind of like attitude.
Yeah, that's relatable. That's totally relatable. I'm happy that you're here. Thank you so much for coming in. Naked by Nine, the prom at the mansion on Saturday night.
$10.
Gonna get
what a bargain.
I'm gonna be there. I have my high school prom dress ready to go. I hope it's still intact, but
we'll see.
Thanks,
guys. Here's Losing You from Naked by Nine.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
pressure's building inside of this house. I'm nothing but trouble when words are escaping my mouth. I feel this all going south. You always tell me that I am no fun. I hold it together while you're finding ways to stay numb. Just a slip of the tongue.
Rise to the surface in time. I sold it all years, the jars have grown. Judgment, no, still left wanting. I get the space.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here, but we're going to be at the Slate Music Showcase red carpet on Saturday night. You ready for that?
Yep.
And we're going to throw you right in the fire.
I am very nervous, but that's okay.
You're
going
to interview the bands. We're going to do the Kingston thing, and then you're going to go off to prom at the mansion.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be good.
Music, live music all weekend. I'm already tired.
I know.
But we'll recap next Thursday how it all goes. Mm-hmm. We're going out with Adria Khan with off the album Maybe title track.
Yeah.
And we're out of here. Thanks for all the bands that came in today.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks,
it was awesome.
Guys. It was so good. We'll be back next Thursday and give you all the situation on what's happening next.
Shout out.
Didn't stay. I took heed of enough that makes me want to run away. But it's hard not to feel like you weren't chosen for me. My sugar darling, you're all that I need. Just when I think that you were in a song that makes it all crystal clear. I fall apart whenever you go away. Need you to leave me with some reassurance, babe.